Support for WPR comes from the Wisconsin DNR. Preventing food waste and composting scraps and uneaten veggies, grains, and fruit can help the environment. More dnr.wi.gov by searching food waste. Support for WPR comes from Focus on Energy. Committed to helping Wisconsinites focus on the planet by making smart energy choices. Energy resources for Earth Day and every day can be found at focusonenergy.com.
And now it's time for A Dangerous Idea.
My name is Steven Weinberg. I'm a professor of physics and astronomy at the University of Texas at Austin and the author of several books. The latest is To Explain the World, The Discovery of Modern Science. In this book, I confront a number of the issues that have bothered scientists and students of the history of science for centuries. One of the most perplexing is the role of beauty in science. Paul Dirac, one of the great physicists of the 20th century, said that physicists shouldn't worry about the meaning of their equations. The important thing to think about was the beauty of the equations. Certainly going too far, and very bad advice for graduate students. But it's still true that down through the centuries, scientists have sometimes been powerfully assisted by an aesthetic sense. For example, Copernicus threw out the whole apparatus of epicycles of Ptolemy, in which the planets go around in circles and the centers of the circles go around the Earth and the sun goes around the Earth. He threw that all out, not on grounds of better observations, because in fact he didn't make better observations. He used the data provided by Ptolemy, but on the grounds of the beauty of the theory. So his aesthetic sense really began the scientific revolution. Why should that be? Why should a sense of beauty be of practical assistance in the work of science, even though sometimes it can be misleading? I think it's because the world acts on us like an unplanned, undesigned, but still effective teaching machine, that by interacting with nature and trying again and again to explain the world, we've gradually learned what kind of explanations work and what don't work. And just as a designer of sailboats may get a sense that a certain kind of beauty in the hull produces a boat that sails well, we've learned that a certain kind of beauty in our theories makes the theory more likely to be true. But unlike the early Greeks, we know that we have to test these theories experimentally and that nature always has the last word.
Steven Weinberg is a Nobel Prize-winning physicist and the author of the book To Explain the World.